This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1908. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 12th, Anguilla, Australia, Bangladesh, Biafra, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Colombia, Cyprus, East Turkestan, Hungary, Indonesia, Iran, Kiribati, Korea South, Mongolia, New Zealand, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Peru, Philippines, Romania, Saudi Arabia, Somaliland, Taiwan, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The Caribbean Beacon may have been undestroyed on Anguilla, but as we get further into December, it's becoming less and less reliable. The day frequency, 11775, would show up occasionally, but cut off again after a few minutes. The night frequency, 6090, was more reliable, lasted longer, but as of December 10th at 0205, it too was missing. Mick Delmage in Alberta was hearing Aussie Radio 5045 from Australia, even after 1600 UT December 4th. They were carrying ABC News. The World at 1614, World News, an ad for shortwave radios. At 1637, the Kookaburra and Walsing Matilda, and asking for reception reports. He sent one to them and got a reply in 6 hours, promising a QSL card after they're printed. On December 8th, Joe's Jacob in India says, "Nowadays I'm receiving unlisted Transworld radio programs on 12040 at 1330 to 1445 in Hindi, Bangla, and other languages. TWR has now informed me that it is reached beyond Australia transmitting these TWR programs. However, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has monitored this between 1330 and 15 UT, December 9th, on 12040. He says there are additional broadcasts of reach beyond Australia, but not TWR programs. Anker Peterson in Denmark reports hearing Bangladesh Betar domestic service on exactly 4750, December 5th at 1530, with an ID in English and news in English about Bangladesh. It appears that the Radio Biafra broadcast via WRMI 11530 at 19 to 20 UT has been dropped. No longer hearing it whenever checked, but the same frequency at 05 UT is still on the air, although usually very weak, and I can't be sure it's the Biafra program. However, on December 12th at 0700, 11530 was coming in quite well with the other new Nigerian service, Radio Herwa International. Meanwhile, Biafra is contracted to only half an hour. I've been hearing it via the other relay in France, 7240, such as December 11th until off at 0530. It's also being reported by Richard Langley in New Brunswick. They're still announcing a full-hour broadcast both morning and evening. Ron Howard in California heard Bolivia's Radio Santa Cruz, 6134.82. December 8th at 0201, past 0412 UT, on the air much later than usual. It was special coverage of the Comorapa, Portachuelo y Cotoca Day of the Purísima Concepción. There were many reports from the event at times with fair reception. And checking his archive, he found exactly the same thing happened on December 8th, 2016, on the air past 0344, so mark your calendar for December 8th, UT, 2018, for Radio Santa Cruz extended broadcast. By his next check this year, December 11th, they had resumed their usual earlier closing at 0206, although the carrier remained on until 2:15. I've confirmed that they reactivated Radio Nacional da Amazonia, Brazil, 11780, closes down at 2200 UT, at least on weekdays, immediately following A Voz do Brasil national program. This was what happened on December 8th. Some unusual things can show up if you tune across the longwave beacon band and copy the CWIDs repeating over and over. December 7th at 0710 on 341 kilohertz, I was hearing YYU, which is in Coppice Casing, Ontario. And I was hearing it despite having a local beacon here in Enid, EI, on about the same frequency. Should you hear Deutsche Welle in Spanish, La Voz de Alemania, on 6925, it's coming from where else? That pirate in Chile. RCW, or Radio Compañía Worldwide, is reported by Claudio Galas in Chile, December 10th, at 2345 to 2359, carrying Deutsche Welle programming. China Radio International was coming in unreasonably well via the Albanian relay, 11785, December 12th at 0703 amid a newscast. You might not realize it's China at first, since the caster has a Canadian accent. During this break in the news, they referred us to chinaplus.cri.cn. In communication of the British DX Club, they say CRI's English broadcasts have partly been rebranded to China Plus, news programming as News Plus, although the CRI ID is still used on the air. So check the website, chinaplus.cri.cn. I had not heard Alcaravan Radio Colombia for a few weeks, which varies just above 5910, but it was back December 7th at 0739, when its music was 416 hertz above the frequency. Several other checks found the frequency varying. December 8th at midnight 39 on 5910.38. December 8th at 0706, 5910.282. December 9th at 0107, I didn't measure it, but it was making a heterodyne with Romania, which is its major problem during this season. I finally wrote to Nathan Morley of FG Radio in Cyprus about his program on WRMI, repeating the same episode week after week, month after month. I said, "Perhaps you're not aware this is happening. Now you are." And he promptly replied, "Thanks for the note. It's appreciated. The problem is from my end, and I am fixing the issue. Cheers, Nathan." According to the WRMI program schedule, the first chance to hear the new one was Tuesday at 14:45, that is, December 12th on 9955. However, WRMI was off the air, apparently because of a power failure. When we usually note it is just before World of Radio, Wednesday at 14 UT on 9955, and there's several other airings as well. He says the newest episode includes Gary Powers Jr. discussing his new book. Medium wave de-expeditioners on the east coast of North America have been excited to hear China. Actually, East Turkestan, the CRI high-power relay on 1521 kHz in Urumqi. That's in our evenings. However, Terry Kruger in Florida reports hearing a heterodyne from that frequency, 1521, but no audio making it, December 10th at 1158 UT, which he thinks is also that transmitter in China. In this case, I guess more or less gray line in their evening and our morning. Via communication of the British DX Club, Laszlo Tringer in Hungary reported on WRTH FB November 27th that Hungary's new 5 times 400 kilowatt Nautel transmitter system at Szolt is in operation on 540 kilohertz, replacing a 40-year-old Soviet transmitter. The maximum EZRP from the tower is 3,500 kilowatts, that is 540 kilohertz. Ron Harrod in California says December 10th was the ninth day off the air for RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia, 3325. But good news on December 12th, they were back at 1128. The frequency was clear, but at 1216 he heard the Jakarta news relay, during which they also ran a promo, a longer-than-normal news segment. The news relay ended at 1239 with their usual patriotic song. He says, nice to have them back again. Several days ago, I emailed the station that I missed hearing them on shortwave and hoped they would return shortly. And he's going to write a follow-up thanking them for resuming shortwave. Meanwhile, on this occasion, the other 3325 station, NBC Bougainville, continued to be silent. Giampiero Bernardini in Italy reports the Arabic service from Iran, the Zahedan transmitter, is erratic. Heard December 3rd at midnight 54, the frequency jumping between 6061.28 and 6061.35, also with bad modulation. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says this transmission is supposed to run all the way from 1730 until 0230 UT, but he agrees the frequency is jumping around 6060 to 6061. Other Arabic frequencies from Pars today, Iran, via the Zahedan transmitter, are 7380 from 2:30 to 5:30, 13820 from 5:30 to 14:30, and 7310 from 14:30 to 17:30. More to last week's big news that Radio Kiribati had reactivated on 846 kilohertz. In fact, even I here in the middle of America was able to detect their carrier, 846, at 0543 UT December 7th, and subsequently as late as 0701. The rest of the story is, while the original 846, which changed to 1440 kHz, was on the main island of Kiribati from Bairiki, this new 846 is from Christmas Island, Kurisimas. It's spelled K-I-R-I-T-I-M-A-T-I, as Brian Clark in New Zealand did, found out with a bit of research. There was a report on Facebook of Radio Kiribati saying that they had activated this new transmitter far away on Christmas Island. In fact, it's over 2,000 miles away from the rest of the country, which leads some to consider it a separate radio country, especially radio amateurs. In fact, George Stein says Kiribati is considered three separate radio countries for them, East, Central, and West. It was easily being heard on the West Coast, especially around Victoria, B.C., but it was missing for a night or two, even for them. Apparently, they're not up to full speed yet. But keep checking, as the signal strength can vary quite a bit. In IRCA, Nigel Pimlet in Alberta says they have a good carrier from around 0530 and goes off at variable times around 1000 UT. And so far, I haven't seen any reports further inland than Alberta than mine, even though I only have a barely audible carrier. Ron Howard reports a new frequency for the clandestine from South to North Korea, Voice of Freedom. 6045, replacing 5920, thanks to an alert by Hiroyuki Komatsubara in Japan on December 6th. The return to a former frequency, not yet jammed by North Korea, which was still on 5920. Very good reception at 1059. However, at 12 to 14, it's caught in the mess of Voice of America and jamming by CNR1. But in the clear again after 1407. Via MV Echo of the Arctic Radio Club, Christoph Ratzer in Austria says, Adventist World Radio Facebook mentioned the start of a new broadcast on medium wave for North Korea December 1st, without any frequency. However, someone was testing from Mongolia on 1431, a sesquiterce ago, and that is the frequency. The signal is good around 1530 UT, even in Salzburg, Austria, heard December 2nd and 3rd. Of course, the 1431 Mongolian station is also being used by BBC for its new North Korean service, and I wonder if there are any others. Via Internet, Satellite, FM, AM, and Shortwave, World of Radio, 1908. Also bringing you the ever-expanding website full of archived information, worldofradio.com, all of which are non-commercial. Thus, we very much appreciate voluntary financial support. Our thanks this week to Jim Gershman, K1JJJ, with a contribution via PayPal. to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Jim says, with continuing appreciation for the Herculean task that you perform weekly. One may also contribute via money order or check in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Following my complaint mentioned last week about Radio New Zealand International suffering from interference to 7355, thanks to Radio Marti and Cuban jamming, Adrian Sainsbury moved to a new frequency starting December 6th, 7430, for the transmission starting at 1259 UT. This is better, but still has adjacent channel interference, notably from the other frequency of Radio Marti and Cuban jamming, 5 kHz up, 7435. But usually we can hear New Zealand well enough by lower sideband tuning. 7430 is now in use from 1259 until 1650. However, on Saturdays, there's an additional block when DRM is not in use on another frequency, 1651 until 1758. Oklahoma Non, I caught the December edition of the monthly broad spectrum radio via WBCQ webcast, December 10th at 04 to 05. It should also be repeating UT Mondays at 07 to 08, on WRMI 5850 and 7730. This time it's mostly music. James Branham is celebrating the holidays of various religions with some lesser-known tunes, not all of them serious. Or you may listen via his website, where there's more info about the program, broadspectrumradio.com. Jay Novello in North Carolina reports Peru's Radio Tarma, 4774.9, handily beating the Kodar interference with surprisingly loud signal, high-altitude music of the sort we hear too little of on HF anymore. DJ with an ID in passing at midnight 23, December 8th. Don Moore has been visiting Peru. You can read about his radio-related adventures there at www.donmooredxer.com. He says, I've made dozens of SDR recordings of medium wave, long wave, and some short wave bands, which you may be able to reach via his website to listen for yourself what radio reception is like on the edge of the Amazon. In communication for December, the British DX Club, Alan Rose says, I noticed recently that Radio Romania International have refreshed the jingle and program intro-outro package in their English language programming. Not a big deal, as it's the programming that counts. However, I have to say I do like the new sound. The previous package always had a brash and urgent feel about it. It gave the impression of always being in a rush. It's not that I didn't like the old sound, but it did leave you feeling a little breathless at the end of the hour. The new package has an altogether more relaxed feel to it, and I like that. I have not noticed any change in programming. Pleased to hear all the same ones continuing. RI remains one of the most listener-friendly stations on shortwave, with regular listener competitions to win souvenirs, two regular listeners' letter programs each week with listeners' letterbox, general comments about programming, and DX Mailbag acknowledging reception reports, and a daily music program covering many music styles, including traditional, folk, classical, pop, and jazz. Backing up a bit to the Philippines, last week I mentioned Remarkable FMDX from there to Australia, reported by Jeff Wolf. But I neglected to mention the frequency and call letters of the station he picked up. It was 92.3 DXWT FM. December 9th at 1510 on 11745, I was hearing chanting and drumming from Saudi Arabia's military station, Al-Azm Radio, A-L-A-Z-M. It was slightly stronger than the Yemeni service, presumably also from Saudi Arabia, on 11860. The original schedule for 11745 was 07 to 17 UT, but Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reported on December 4th it was on the air before 7 and after 17. By December 7th, he surmises it is probably now running 24 hours on that frequency. On the other hand, the Republic of Yemen radio service, which is obviously from at least two different transmitter sites, which have never been fully identified, on 11860, had been running 24 hours, but on December 7th, EVO found a two-hour break in that transmission without any signal, from 0657 to 0856. Ron Howard in California reports definitely hearing Radio Hargesas of Maniland 7120 in English amid their 20-minute show. December 6th at 13:31, he recognized a pop song at 13:36, More Than I Can Say, IDs, and went into vernacular at 13:39. Says it's rare for me to hear them above threshold level for the 13:20 to 13:40 English segment, and at that hour it's presumably via long path. Here's how to hear Media Network Plus online. Charlie Harlick found out from Keith Perrone that if you go to radioforall.net/index.php/search/, and the four is the figure four in the middle of that, do not enter Media Network into the search field, where you will not find anything since last July. Instead, enter PCJ, and then you get a collection of several PCJ programs each week, adding up to about 6 hours, including Media Network Plus, which you may then click on to listen to, or any of the others. Some problems last week prevented some of the early scheduled airings of World of Radio from appearing Tuesday or Wednesday on WBCQ or WRMI. And I'm sorry to say that the Midnight 30 UT broadcast schedule from WBCQ Monday through Saturday on 9330 have usually been inaudible here, but occasionally I can barely make out the transmission. Anyhow, if this causes you to miss hearing World of Radio 1907, you can always get it via our website, worldofradio.com/audiomid.html, or you can subscribe to one of several podcasts. Last week, we reported that KVOH in Southern California, 17775, had to be off the air as of December 5th due to extremely high winds, but not due to direct threats from the wildfires. But we noted they were able to return to the air by the next day, December 6th. But if you do find them missing, it could have something to do with further problems caused by the fires. Ronnie Miller, K5WLT, is concerned about another problem at KVOH, interference they're putting out from their 17775 transmitter. He says the problem extends about 300 kilohertz up and down from their carrier frequency, and when propagation is good almost every day, they're causing severe interference to weak DX signals in the 18 megahertz amateur band that is above 18068. He says it's so strong for the first 100 kilocycles away from their carrier, I can't believe others have not noticed it. On December 7th, I noticed that WTWW1 was missing from 9475, its day frequency, and also from its night frequency, 5830. And it continued to be missing whenever checked, at least through December 12th. I wonder what the problem is. Were they out of money to pay the electric bill? Is the transmitter broken? Ted didn't get around to turning it on, or has headquarters decided that it is all pointless? Anyhow, transmitter 2 does show up occasionally in the evenings on 5085 with Xmas MX. Artie Bigley forwards a public notice from the FCC that a station in Carthage, Illinois on 990 WCAZ has been busted by the FCC. On December 8th, they were issued a notice of unlicensed operation. The notice recounts how the FCC has warned them more than once that their license has been canceled and they are not authorized to broadcast, but they kept doing it. This goes back to April 21st of this year when the commission issued a letter to RALA Broadcasting, R-A-L-L-A, dismissing the license renewal application for WCAZ and canceling the license to operate because they failed to pay its delinquent debt owed to the commission. On December 10th at 2351 UT, I was hearing a low audible heterodyne above 1540 kHz, later measured to 1540.116 variable, and identified as KGBC Galveston, Texas. 1 or 2 years ago, they were also off frequency like this, but since then, they had managed to stay closer to the proper frequency. Programming was rather strange. They identified as KGBC 1480 and mentioned 3 Houston suburbs. We've got you covered. And further announcements also attributed KGBC to the correct frequency 1540. The 1480 station in the Houston area is KLVL in Pasadena, which happens to be owned by the same company. So apparently they are running them in parallel and perhaps even branding 1480 as KGBC. Stephen Luce in Houston explains, I can confirm KLVL and KGBC have been parallel, running oldies music and a very occasional commercial. Both are brokered time stations looking for new clients. The previous programmer on KLVL, which had moved from KYND 1520, and before that KJOZ, only lasted a few weeks on 1480. I can hear the Heterodyne on 1540 during critical hours, but it's completely lost at nighttime in the pileup. No usable reception of 1480 at night either, although the day signal is good. Via Terry Kruger in Clearwater, news from TampaBay.com, that WRXB 1590 has gone silent. It was the longtime voice of St. Petersburg black community. It went off the air on November 14th. The World Radio TV Handbook 2018 has now been published as of December 7th, and copies have already reached some of the readers in the UK. A notice from publisher Nicholas Hardiman says, we are delighted to announce publication of the 72nd edition of WRTH. Full details and how to order at our website, www.wrth.com/shop/. You can also order the B17 WRTH bar graph frequency guide on CD and download. For readers in the USA, it may be ordered from Amazon.com or Universal Radio in Ohio. See their website, www.universal-radio.com. I hope you enjoy using the new edition of WRTH and the new CD, says publisher Nicholas Hardiman. I can, of course, wholeheartedly endorse the WRTH as an essential reference. The propagation outlook from Boulder, which I'm going to present with more detail than usual. Geomagnetic field activity expected to be quiet to active December 11th to 13th, decreasing to quiet to unsettled December 14th. Quiet conditions December 15th and 16th. Unsettled to active December 17th to 21st, with G1 minor storm levels December 18th. Quiet conditions December 22nd to 26th. Unsettled to active December 27th to 28th. Return to quiet December 29th and 30th. Predominantly unsettled to active, December 31st to January 3rd, with G1 minor storm levels likely January 1st. Quiet conditions for the remainder of the 27-day period. ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5 on December 18th, 26 and 5 on January 1st. Lowest A's and K's of 5 and 2 on December 15th and 16th, 22nd to 26th. 29th and 30th, January 4th to 6th. Solar flux 74 through December 23rd, then dropping to 70, December 27th to January 5th. So concludes World of Radio 1908, produced and presented by Glenn Hauser.